You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Buddy, with a stop and pop to beat the buzzer, it's no good as this ball game is over. Cavaliers win it 101-95, and they do it in dramatic fashion thanks to one of the all-time greats. James tonight played 41 minutes, scored 32 points, grabbed 11 rebounds, had 9 assists, and he hit the 2 final deciding hoops to give the Cavaliers the victory.
Welcome into another edition of Locked On Kings, the Thursday edition, and quite a night, Wednesday night at Quicken Loans Arena for the Sacramento Kings and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's what we're going to do today on our Locked On Kings podcast. Look back at the game Wednesday night. It really was a fun and entertaining, well-played game. Unfortunately, it was the Cavaliers that prevailed 101-95. So here we go. Another edition of Locked On Kings. Jason Ross here with you. And the way the night started for the Kings, there was a huge wrinkle from the start of the game because Garrett Temple, Zach Randolph, George Hill, De'Aaron Fox all were starting. We knew that Willie Cauley-Stein was not on the trip. We knew that Scow was left and put down to the G League. So who would start for the Kings? Well, they elected to start Jakar Sampson. He was great. Jakar Sampson in nearly 33 minutes, 6 rebounds. That's not the story. Had to guard LeBron James, and LeBron had amazing numbers, but he had 16 career-high rebounds. But his energy, his effort, his passion, it was very noticeable, and he helped keep the Kings ahead for the majority of the game. But in the end, it was the Cavaliers that get the win 101-95. If we look back at the way the game played out, we're going to do that here in a moment. There were just so many highlights in the game. I mean, there's just great stuff, and this is going to be a little lengthy, but I wanted you guys to hear just kind of a story told by G-Man of the highlights from quarter one through the end, some of the game's bigger plays, bigger moments. Here's how it sounded Wednesday at Quicken Loans Arena from Cleveland.
Hill swings it out on the near wing. Clock's down to 3. Garrett Temple's got to create. Dribbles to his left. Launches. There's your first perimeter shot of the night by either club. It's a 3-ball knocked down by Garrett Temple, and it gives the Kings a 5-point lead at 13-8. Hill, who's been terrific off the bench, drawing the attention defensively here. J.R. Smith gives to Randolph. Shot clock at 8. Digs back on Love. Doubled by Smith. Looks now for an open man. Now he resets. Drives into the lane. Little left-hand runner. No good. Put back Jakar Sampson in the low right post. Nice job that time by Jakar Sampson, the two-way signee for the Kings, who played 25 effective minutes with a lot of energy in Milwaukee on Saturday, and tonight with a stick back right there to make it 55-48. Vince Carter, quarter three. Vince says, yeah, I can still knock it down. It's 29-26. Only the third one the Kings have made in 12 attempts, but it gives them the 3-point lead once again. LeBron against Jakar Sampson, feeds it back to Green, wants the post ball stripped out of his hands by George Hill, not once, but twice. Hill comes away with it on the run, across the midcourt line, surveying the floor, hands it off to Buddy Hield, in rhythm for 3, he's got the triple. Terrific sequence for the Kings, who regain the lead as George Hill, not once, but twice, stripped the ball out of the hands of a post-up attempt by Jeff Green. And changes directions, goes right, drops the pass back to Zebo. Oh, shoot, that Zebo. Kicks it out on the wing to Hield. Hield dribbles to his right, pulls up, 18-footer. Buddy Buckets knocks it down. 9 unanswered for the Kings, their biggest lead of the ballgame. On top now, 43-36, 4.5 minutes to play in the first half in Cleveland. Garrett Temple, 6 on the clock as he wiggles his way, goes baseline. Here comes Jakar, cranks it up, rips it down with a vicious baseline jam. Pretty throwdown that's got the Kings bench up and howling. It's 62-48, biggest lead of the contest. Jakar Sampson with that great burst of energy coming baseline left. Shot clock at 9, finds Garrett Temple, looks left, comes back right. Zebo spots up for 3. He scores the triple. Zach Randolph makes it a 10-point game again. It's 70-50. And Randolph now has 18 points. He's 2 of 3 from downtown. He's 8 of 16 from the floor on the night. D-Wade out of the logo. Sets up an alley-oop at the rim. Converting is LeBron James. 1-point game at 74-73. You talk about great execution between two veteran all-star pros over the years. Most valuable players. D-Wade with the assist. LeBron with the finish. Wayne Wade gives to Kyle Korver in rhythm for 3. And he delivers. Kyle Korver, as he has done his entire career, an all-star in 2015, number 4 all-time among three-point scorers, and he just made it a 2-point game at 78-76. Low scoring, but entertaining. Korver to tie it. He's got it on top. Same spot, same motion. A move to his right in rhythm without putting it on the floor, and this game is tied at 79. Here's Dwayne Wade into the paint. Kickoff pass. Korver again for three. He's got another one. Kyle Korver from downtown has just given the Cavaliers their biggest lead of the ballgame. It's a meager 3 points at 82-79, but the Cavaliers are now 13 of 33 from downtown, and Korver is now 4 of 7, and the Cavaliers fans are excited. Zebo at the top of the foul circle. Backdoor cut, wide open for the layup to tie the game. George Hill, and again, Zach Randolph, the delivery man. Zebo with his sixth assist to go with 18 points and 9 rebounds, trying to fill the stat sheet. Inside Zebo, quick flip, bounces off the iron, no good, got a tip. Jakar Sampson tips it in. An active second bounce in the low post right, tipped it home, and the Kings go back on top 95-93. Shot clock at 5. Going to get rhythm. Going to shoot it over you, Zebo. No, he's not. He drives it. High window. Scores just as time expired. What a move by one of the all-time greats in NBA history. LeBron James puts the Cavaliers back on top. 97-95. James now has 29 points. He also has 11 boards and 9 assists. From under the basket, the lob goes to LeBron on the right wing. Shot clock at 3. Step back 3 on the way. It's good. There's your dagger. 15.8 seconds to go. And the Cavaliers now have their biggest lead of the ballgame. 100-95. 32 for LeBron. Timeout taken by Jaeger, but only 15.8 seconds left in this one. And the Cavaliers giving it up. Boy, look at the intensity that just oozes out of every pore of his body as he comes to the Cavaliers bench. LeBron has just been sensational once again. Keep in mind, this is his 15th year.
All right, so now let's recap it from my perspective on this one. Kings got off to a decent start, leading the game 22-19 after one quarter, despite shooting 37% in the first quarter and only 2 of 11 from 3. My biggest concern coming into the game, were the Kings going to be able to hang with the Cavs, who have the 12-game win streak coming in, who have scored over 117 consecutive games. They're the third-best offense. Kings are the second-to-worst offense. So it just looked like a matchup problem from the get-go. But the Kings defended pretty well and hung in the game from the first quarter. In fact, in the second quarter, the first field goal for LeBron James happened at the 7:41 mark, scored that against Buddy Hield. And then LeBron would get a little bit warm, started to get going. But the Kings finished the half on a 12-3 run and led after halftime, 57-48. Third quarter, the Cavs came back a little bit. That was the big stretch by Kyle Korver where he hit three straight threes. 78-73, Sacramento was up by 5, still kind of hanging on, but I felt like that quarter could have been better. Kings scored just 21 points in the third. We take it to the fourth. The Kings finally lose their lead, do a good job of coming back, and have the game tied at 95 apiece with just under 3 minutes to go. The problem in the conclusion, here's a couple things that went wrong for Sacramento. In the final 3 minutes, they went scoreless, went 0 for 4, had a 24-second shot clock violation, and in that shot clock violation, the ball went out of bounds, and then it was the Kings inbound with, I think, under 8 on the shot clock. Terrible clock recognition by the Kings. It got into the hands of Jakar Sampson, and he just wasn't aware of the clock. So that was one of their malfunctions. Also, after LeBron put him up 2, leaving, you know, about 30 seconds left, the Kings elected not to foul. A little over 30 seconds, the Cavs missed and got the rebound and gave them a second opportunity, and that one also hurt the Kings because after that, LeBron buried that sidestep three with 15 seconds left, basically made it a five-point game, and it was over. So the Kings didn't execute very well late in the final 3 minutes, but I thought they battled, they competed, and that's what they've been doing a much better job of on the road lately. If you look at their last 4 road games, they have the win against the Warriors. They have the win against the Bulls. They have the close loss to Milwaukee after down big and rallying, and then they were in the game the entire time. The Cavs' largest lead was the final score, 6 points. So the Kings were playing with them the entire night, just couldn't quite finish. You look at some of the individuals, first for the Kings, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, as Zach Randolph continues to play amazing basketball. George Hill had 10 as a starter. We mentioned Jakar Sampson, 16 season-high rebounds for any King and career-high for him. And then off the bench, Buddy Hield had 17. Frank Mason had 15. For the Cavaliers, It was 17 off the bench for Jeff Green. Kyle Korver got warm for a while with 15. Kevin Love at 18 and 13. But the star, without a doubt, was LeBron James. 32 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 steals, 7 turnovers. But to me, what this game came down to was the play of LeBron. And he clearly is the best player on the floor. The Cavs are clearly a better team than the Kings. But they made a good team sweat on the road. They made a good team come from behind. They made the best player on the planet and the best player in the game have to do some great things. And he did. They lost to a legend. And no shame in it. It's frustrating that they didn't win. But the opportunities were there for the Kings to prevail. And they just couldn't quite get over the hump and hang on to that lead long enough. But speaking of LeBron, afterwards he talked to the media and talked about many things, including the play and the defense of Jakarr Sampson.
Jakarr has been playing me tough all game, you know, and, you know, I know him. He knows me from our summertime workouts back at St. V. But, you know, big brother always going to have the last laugh.
Because of that deep-rooted connection, how much did you relish the challenge all night long?
Well, I relish the challenge versus anyone. But especially, you know, when you get to go against someone that you've trained with, that you've, you know, kind of laid the path, you know, the path for, especially in Jakarr. And I'm just happy to see him back at this level. Works extremely hard, you know, he's a great competitor, and I'm happy Sacramento's giving him an opportunity.
Well, good for Jakarr to get some love. He did play well. He did deserve it, and he gave a nice spark to the Kings. And the last two games, if you think about what he's had to do, he was asked to come off the bench against Milwaukee and guard Giannis Antetokounmpo. All right, now you're getting a start for the Kings, and you have to guard LeBron James. But his effort, his energy, his fire, that'll go a long way for him getting more minutes going forward. Now, Kevin Love also talking about the Sacramento Kings postgame. He went 7 of 16, 18 points, 13 rebounds, just another efficient game for Kevin Love. But he had his work cut out for him. He had to guard Z-Bo. Here's Kevin Love after the game talking about the Cavs and the Kings.
These games can get so tricky when you get a team that maybe shouldn't on paper be involved, but they're pros and they stick in there. But yet tonight you guys found resolve. How difficult is it to stay patient waiting for that to happen?
Well, you have to. You know, we've seen just about everything in this first quarter of the season. So we just keep our poise. We have a lot of savvy veteran players. I mean, Kyle came in and basically had that, 9-0 run by himself. So he was he was huge for us. Channing did the little things. Jeff Green, D Wade. I mean, that bench mob was particularly good for us tonight. And we just we picked up where they left off. Ron hit a big shot down the stretch, and we made stops when we needed to.
Obviously, the way LeBron is shooting the ball, I said on the air, when he lets it go now, I expect him to make it every time. It's so repeatable. What have you noticed about his jump shot?
He's shooting with a lot of confidence, not thinking about it, and he's really working on it in practice, and you've seen it. He's really, really shooting it well, and probably the best I've since I've been around him, day in and day out, that I've seen him shoot. So, I don't see him slowing down.
A better defensive second half and kind of had a big stop.
Well, anything would have been better than the first half.
I mean, you kind of had a big stop on Randolph there at the end. Were you pretty determined that you couldn't let him? I mean, it'd be a physical night tonight.
Yeah, definitely. And, Z-Bo, he's like, he gets better with age, it feels like. He's always a tough matchup. And I just wanted to crowd him, make it tough for him. And other guys were out there stunting, making it tough, making him give the ball up. So it wasn't just me. It was everybody helping out on him. He's a tough matchup.
Well, Love giving praise for Z-Bo, and Z-Bo was good. Again, Zach Randolph, 18 and 10 and 6, just a handful. And he makes other teams, other bigs work. We know it. Kevin Love talked about him getting better with age. I feel the same way about LeBron. But good to see those guys play well. And unfortunately for the Kings, not get the W. So how are they feeling about it? Let's get the player perspective first. The old man, Vince Carter, he played nearly 20 minutes, hit a couple of shots, and he talked with the media, with Katie, after the loss.
Vince, first of all, I know there's no moral victories, but what is the way that you guys played against this team today say about where this team's at right now?
I think we're learning. We're getting better. It's just, I think it's just some situations that we haven't seen or haven't been in. We just have to go through, and it's unfortunate. We played a great 42, 43, maybe even 45 minutes of basketball, and their experience took over. They moved the ball. They got what they wanted. For us, we missed some shots, had a couple of key turnovers and a couple of mix-ups defensively, and it was the game. Like, LeBron hit some tough shots. We understand that. Kyle hit some tough shots, but if we continue just to play that way and learn from our mistakes and where we are now, we'll be better.
This team really struggled on the road earlier in the season, but if you go back to that Golden State game and that point forward, mm-hmm. you guys have done much better on the road. What has been kind of the driving force behind that?
Experience going through it. It helps that we did get a nice win in Golden State, so we know we can do it. For our young guys, we just tell them just to stay in the moment. It's going to be new for you, but listen to what we're telling you and play your game. And I think we're doing it, and we're going to make mistakes. We understand it is frustrating, but at the same time, it's great to see us perform like this against quality teams, teams that are considered championship teams or have the ability to win championships, and we can compete with them. So we have to continue to go through that and gain our confidence, and I think it's done that. We're doing that and going through these and making those mistakes like, yeah, we were right there, we could have. And so building that confidence now is important for us going down the road.
I think the perspective from Vince Carter is right too. The Kings just have to go through these opportunities, more experiences. They're not breaking through on all these games, but as we've said, and we'll continue the same theme for a while, are they improving? Are they playing better? Yes, they were awful on the road. Now it's been better. They're getting contributions from more guys. Not everybody's playing great every night, and every minute of every game isn't great, but they beat the Warriors at Oracle and nearly beat the Cavs in Cleveland. And yeah, sure, maybe Cleveland took them lightly, who knows, but this team's playing great. They had won 12 in a row, now have matched their franchise-tying 13th consecutive win for the Cavaliers. All right, how about the coach, Dave Yeager? He shared his thoughts with the media after the loss.
Get some shots there at the end, but, you know, hats off to them. They're a really good team. I'm really proud of our guys, and, we fought valiantly tonight.
You know, Coach, you guys struggled on the road earlier in the season, but if you look back to the game at Golden State, this game tonight, Chicago and Milwaukee, you guys have improved quite a bit on the road. What have you been seeing?
We just take them one game at a time and just try to keep getting better. And we made some inexperienced mistakes tonight, and hopefully we'll learn from those.
Jakar getting his first start and having to check LeBron James, that's quite an introduction to the league.
Yeah, I think he did great. You know, he's got some experience in the NBA, and he's played him before. So he was our best chance, and, I thought he fought like crazy.
Offensively, when you get going like that, you guys had stretches where you were really able to get some good shots. What happened down the stretch there?
We got a little slow. We Zach is our playmaker. We got to get it to him earlier to draw two guys to him. And we were just too late to do that.
I know there's no moral victories, but being able to come in here and play a team as well as you did the Cavs when they're on a 12-game winning streak, what is that telling you about just kind of the growth?
Yeah, we're just trying to get better day by day, and we got young guys, and they're getting better.
Coach was referring to the offense late in the game, and I brought up those stats earlier. Yeah, a little slow, not getting enough easy shots late. And in that final 3 minutes, going scoreless, having a 24-second shot clock violation, going 0-for-4. But there were big shots to be made, and the Kings just couldn't make them. I thought too many guys didn't hit enough. I like that the Kings attempted 32 three-pointers, but hit 10 of them. 1 of 7 beyond the arc from Bogdanović. He had a lot of good open looks, and they couldn't quite get it done. And it was a night in which the Kings were playing for the linear championship. That's right. We've been talking a lot about it on our radio show, The Lowdown, Damian and I, Damian Barling, and the Kings were playing for it. The way it works, kind of like the wrestling theme, you beat the champ, you are the champ. Well, at the beginning of the year, the NBA champ coming into the season, the Golden State Warriors. So they start as the champion. It went from their hands to the Houston Rockets on opening night. The Kings actually played for the linear championship on the first game of the season when they took on the Houston Rockets. They didn't win. Houston had it for a while, and it made its way. It worked around. I mean, the Sacramento Kings didn't get another opportunity to play for the linear championship until Wednesday night when they took on the Cleveland Cavaliers because the Cavs had it, and it was quite a journey as it's bounced around from a few teams. Some have had it longer than others, But the way the linear championship goes, it goes from one team to another, whoever had it last. So it started with the Warriors, went to the Rockets. Grizzlies had it briefly. The Mavericks took it from them. The Grizzlies played them the next night and beat them. Then the Hornets had it. Spurs took it from them. Bucks had it from Milwaukee, took it from the Spurs. Mavericks got it a second time. This is a team with not that many wins, but they've had the linear championship twice. Then the Celtics had it at the back end of their long winning streak. Miami took it from them. The Cavs have taken it from the Heat. And the Cavs still have it, and they'll keep playing for it. They've played for it for about four consecutive nights and still have the linear championship. We'll see if the Kings ever get it in their hands. We'll see if they ever get another opportunity to play for it. But the two times they've had to play for it, they played the Rockets and they played the Cavs. Played them both pretty well, but they weren't able to get that championship title away. So we'll keep tracking that as well and see if the Kings ever get an opportunity to play for yet another linear championship. A couple things before we wrap up, too. Want to do a little Reno watch. What happened to the guys that have been sent down to the G League? Mixed bag, certainly, from the guys on Wednesday night. Justin Jackson, who had been averaging 25 a game in the G League in his two previous games, went 0 for 12 with just 4 points. Malachi Richardson had 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals. And then Scalabi Sierra, kind of the curious move down to the G League. Wow. He might have been angry. 29 points, 18 rebounds, and 7 blocks for Scal in his G League performance on Wednesday night. But for the Kings, they fell short 101-95. They will travel to New Orleans. Get ready for the Pelicans. We'll preview that game tomorrow for our final show of the week. But we do thank you for listening. Keep listening and subscribing on iTunes. It's there for you each and every day. Tell a friend about us at Locked On Kings and the entirety of the Locked On Network. Thank you so much for listening. As we'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.